fiat. Now, in order to obey, I will resume what I left on page 6 of this first volume. That is, the Novena of Holy Christmas. As I moved on from the second meditation to the third, an interior voice told me, "My daughter, place your head upon the womb of my mama and look deep into it at my little humanity. My love devoured me. The fires, the oceans, the immense seas of love of my divinity inundated me, burned me to ashes, and sent their flames so high as to rise and reach everywhere, all generations, from the first to the last man. My little humanity was devoured in the midst of such flames. But do you know what my eternal love wants me to devour? Ah, souls. And only then was I content when I devoured them all, remaining conceived with me. I was God. I was to operate as God. I had to take them all. My love would have given me no peace had I excluded any of them. Ah, my daughter, look well into the womb of my mama. Fix well your eyes on my conceived humanity, and you will find your soul conceived with me, and the flames of my love that devoured you. Oh, how much I loved you, and I love you." I felt dissolved in the midst of so much love, nor was I able to go out of it. But a voice called me loudly, saying to me, "My daughter, this is nothing yet. Draw closer to me and give your hands to my dear mama, that she may hold you tightly to her maternal womb. And you, take another look and my little conceived humanity, and watch the fourth excess of my love."